evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. My favorite time of the week, you know. And I'm here to welcome my very talented companion, Dr. Richard Presser.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everyone.
If by chance you get our emails and have signed up for our email, you know that tonight we are having a very special guest, Kuan Yin. And I want to tell you about maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes before the show began, Kuan Yin came into my awareness very strongly. And she came in with these magnificent purple rays of healing. And what she is telling me now is that everyone who is listening or intends to listen, to tune into her, to see her face, and I have to say this gorgeous, beautiful face of hers in your third eye, and place your awareness of her in your heart center as she has this magnificent healing ray that she wishes to send to you. And if you place your awareness in your heart center, I'm doing this myself right now. As her ray comes into my heart center, the threefold flame is becoming very engaged, and it is blazing at a much higher level than it usually does. And I am watching the threefold flame. And if you cannot see your own threefold flame, then imagine it coming out of the heart center. I know you know this. See the threefold flame. See it now. The cayenne blue, the pink, the gold. And there is so much of her purple healing ray coming into my heart center that the colors are being tinged with her purple ray of healing. And she is saying to me, as my healing energy is coming into your heart, tell me where to direct this healing ray in your body. Mentally connect with her healing energy, and it has a consciousness about you, about it. And you have the ability to direct it to that part of the body that needs healing. So I'm going to give you a minute. Connect with her healing ray. And consciously, when I say direct it, intend. Just intend to direct it to the part of your body that needs healing, wherever that might be. If it's your heart, your legs, your arms, see that body part in your mind's eye, filling up with her purple rays of energy, as if you're pouring water into a glass. Fill that body part with her healing rays. You might feel the gentleness of it. She has, if you don't recognize her energy, she has an extraordinarily gentleness in her energy. Feel it. Direct the healing. If you have attended our Right Brain healing sessions, You've heard us talk how we connect intuitively through the right side of the brain. You can connect with her energy in this manner. Use the right side of the brain, the intuitive side. Connect to her energy. Tell it what you want healed. And then after you heal yourself, then send that ray to your loved ones. Whether they're on the other side or they are with you in the third dimension. And after that ray is sent to them, just imagine, just intend that her healing energies, if it's your mother that you want to send it to, or if it's several members in your family, anyone that you wish to receive her healing, just intend to send it to them. And in your mind's eye, see the family members or friends that you wish to be healed. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that. And after your family and friends receive her healing, then intend, I love this, intend that all of us who are listening to this radio show right now are holding hands. We are all holding hands with one another, and we are sending her energy of healing to everyone who is listening. And that multiplies her energy, makes it more intense. Because every one of you who are listening to the radio show right now are able to connect with this energy, and that connection is intensifying the healing. Be open to this. Be willing to receive it. Intend that you and your family and every BBS listener will receive this healing energy. That it fulfills the desires to the best interest of their soul. And then I'm giving you a moment to do that. And then I want you to intend that her healing energy be sent around the world. That every one of us who is a member of the human family race, who lives upon this planet, will receive her healing energies. With the intention that everyone on this planet be healed. There are those who might not be treating the Divine Feminine with the utmost respect that they should receive. See them healed with her energy. See the sick in hospitals receiving the healing. And those in old age homes receive her healing. That they might be strengthened. That they might hear the whisperings of their soul. What I'm seeing right now is her energy as it moves around the planet. It is so beautiful. And I see Gaia there helping to direct her energy. It is so beautiful. Gaia is taking her energy and she is taking it underground to help soothe volcanoes and where earthquake lines are, because her healing energy has balance. and take a moment and see yourself and everyone on the planet and those that you love in a balanced state as the purple rays of her energy moves within their body and yours. And she is saying, "This is my special gift to you and everyone on the planet." And so it is. Well, Richard, how's that for an entrance?
Well, pretty dramatic. It's you always got something up your sleeve. Well, you and Kuan Yin and whoever else. Man, that was something else.
Could you feel her energy?
Absolutely. It was beautiful. It was truly very special, Carolyn. Thank you. And thank you, Kuan Yin.
Yes. She is so gentle. She is so beautiful. And she wants you to take a message from her, Richard. She says she has a very special message for you and BBS listeners.
Okay. Let's see what she has to say. And she really does have a unique energy. There is this gentleness, yes, but great power to it. It is a unique energy signature. Well, I guess all energy signatures are unique, but hers especially so. It's unusual in the sense of this, as you described it, Carolyn, this gentleness, and yet it would be a big mistake to take that for weakness in any sense. There is great power in her energy, very feminine energy, really very special. And so let me see what she has to say. And she's here and she is saying, "My dear friends, I am honored to be asked to join with you this evening. I have long waited for this moment to be able to come forth in this format, this radio show that has brought such fascinating beings forth from the other side and so much other interesting work, the Akashic Records work and so on. And these messages that have come forth in many cases have been quite profound. They have brought forth special information that has not been shared anywhere else. And I mean anywhere else in human awareness. And so, in a sense, I wish to provide something similar for you this evening. And as Richard's email to you said, if you received that, I in part wish to speak of the karmic clearing command that has been given to Carolyn and Richard, and with time will be available through the rejuvenation workshops that are planned to be run around the world by many healers, particularly the Cherubim, but with time others. And I wish to give you a little history behind this. Firstly, I will say that there are many misunderstandings about the nature of negative past life karma as it is understood upon your planet. The common wisdom is that it is due to lessons that you failed to learn and where you've done the wrong thing by somebody or where you have erred, you might say, in a past life. And so these energies were created in response to this, and so you need to learn those lessons or you need to make good for your, you might say, misdemeanors. And many hold the view that it is connected to the notion of you reap what you sow. when really this is not the primary basis for these energies upon the planet. Or indeed, I should more accurately express, within the emotional bodies of humanity. You see, before the fall in Atlantis, you did not accumulate these energies from lifetime to lifetime in this manner. Indeed, the human experience in this regard is unique. And I will tell you that, indeed, when the fall was, you might say, designed, because there was a great deal of planning to how this would unfold and the changes to the human form that would occur as part of this. It was never intended that these negative energies be accumulated from lifetime to lifetime in this manner. And when this occurred at the end of, for example, the first lifetime after the fall, then that individual almost inevitably came back the following lifetime with the intention of clearing those energies out. And because of the nature of your consciousness, when you have come in here, you have left your skills behind and your memory behind. So even though you intended to do this, by the time you got here, you didn't remember what you had planned to do. And so these events have unfolded in your lives as they were planned, giving you prompts to what needed to be cleared, except you didn't remember, didn't understand what the prompts were for. And so most repeated the experience and so intensified the energies. And once you've done this three times, there is a pattern that is formed, and that pattern tends to stay in place and needs specific focus to be cleared. And so this has gone on lifetime after lifetime. And these energies have accumulated primarily because of the very difficult experiences that you have all had on this planet. You understand that there has been this intermingling between the light and the dark, and indeed those beings of the dark have had access to much more of their powers than humanity in general. So you, in a sense, have been subject to their whim almost, and you have died at their hands many times. And it is really these, in many cases, traumatic experiences that are at the heart of these energies that have been accumulated over many, many lifetimes. And so this was not the plan, but it has happened. And so as this unfolded, those of us with an involvement in overseeing the preparations for the ascension process, which would see humanity move beyond this fallen consciousness and reclaim your great wondrous skills and abilities beyond the ascension moment and beyond the Atlantis experience, we were concerned about how this would get resolved, because there is a cosmic law which says negative energies created on one level of consciousness cannot be taken forward to a higher level of consciousness. And so these energies needed to be cleared for humanity in general if they wished to participate in the ascension process. And it is the general rule of things that beings need to take responsibility for the clearing of any negative karmic energies before they are allowed to progress to the next level of consciousness. It is part of taking responsibility for your own development, your own progression. And it was very clear that this could not be abided by, if you will, for this human experience, because there was no way this was going to resolve these energies, because for the most part they were not the result of the activities of the individual in the manner that would normally be the case in other expressions of consciousness. And so a solution needed to be found. And so it fell to me as one who has been honored with being made the head of the karmic board, because there is a karmic board which oversees these laws, these rules and their implementation, and adjusts things when it is necessary. It fell to me to make the case to the karmic board for a special dispensation to take care of this, these negative energies which had been accumulated over, in many cases, thousands of lifetimes without a mechanism really to clear them. And yes, there are many ways that people have used to begin to clear these energies, but these processes are laborious, and at best they deal with a lifetime at a time, and often only a particular experience in a particular lifetime. And so this process, this kind of process, was never going to resolve the matter. And so it was decided to bring forth this karmic clearing command. And how it works is that when the command is issued, there are many cherubim who are in the etheric. And as many of you know, the cherubim are masters of vibration. And in response to that command, they come forth and clear all of these energies from the emotional body and indeed anywhere else they need to be cleared. And so this is simply taken care of for those who choose to participate in ascension. And so I wanted to come forth and explain this a little to you so that you understand that this is a unique situation upon planet Earth that has existed since the fall in Atlantis. And so much that is said about the nature of past life karma and learning lessons and so on and so forth really does not get to the heart of the matter. And those that have experienced this command have had these energies cleared. And so it prepares them for that third step in the preparation for ascension, which is the rejuvenation of the physical body. But that is not my focus here. My focus is this karmic clearing command, because it was a project that I put a great deal of effort into to ensure that the karmic board supported what needed to be done and that this command would be made available in the form that was necessary. And the preparation was done to ensure that the cherubim in the etheric at this time were prepared for this work, because it will be undertaken on a massive scale as the preparation for ascension unfolds. And so I wanted to give you some sense of this, some basic understanding of what has been put in place to deal with this unique situation upon your planet. And so it is.
Thank you, Kuan Yin. Richard, would you like to give a little example of what she is referring to about accumulating energies? Nothing too long, because we're 20 minutes into the program already.
You mean how people have built up these energies, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. An example is, as a number of you know, I work extensively with the cherubim in the soul healing calls, and a common experience for them has been to be burned at the stake as witches, as part of that wonderful process that went on not only in Salem but elsewhere. And if you think about the experience of being burnt at the stake, you would recognize that at the time of crossing over, certainly for most people, and I think almost without exception, there will be great fear present. I mean, the experience of being burnt to death like that would be pretty fear-generating, terror-generating, I should think. And so here we have an example of the kind of energy which gets accumulated as negative past life karmic energy, because that energy is negative energy that was present at the time that that individual crossed over. And so they have fear in the emotional body when they return, when they reincarnate, pick up that energy. So this is an example of how this gets accumulated.
Thank you. Because I'm not sure people understand this. And so there could be fear and other emotions, and people come back with the intention of clearing it, and they wind up in the same situation again. And I would like for you also to make the connection between these kinds of energies and disease.
It's really interesting. Many of you may have heard us say on these programs that almost all illness and disease is connected to past life negative karmic energies. And really what illness and disease is a mechanism that the body is using to alert the individual to the fact that they've got these energies to clear, except we've forgotten that's what this is about. And so one of the things that we have seen is this correlation between particular energies and particular forms of illness and disease. For example, cancer, which we know has become pretty widespread, is connected to the energy or emotion of fear or at times anger. And the other one that is particularly noticeable is the autoimmune diseases, things like arthritis and Crohn's disease has an autoimmune component, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, and so on. Autoimmune diseases arise because the body on some level is attacking itself. And if you think about self-criticism is the individual attacking themselves. And so we see this correlation between autoimmune diseases and the emotion or energy of self-criticism. And so when you clear this energy, you open the door to that illness or disease clearing from the body. And we've seen many cases of this. We've seen individuals who've been suffering a lot of pain from arthritis and so on as a result of the clearing, seeing that pain reduce quite dramatically. We have a couple of people who have been suffering from multiple sclerosis and who are seeing levels of recovery from that. One of them is quite advanced, and so that is a very slow process for her. The other has made some quite significant progress, but they are both improving from where they were. And so this is the kind of connection that exists. And for most people, as you would recognize, illness and disease more generally tends to come forth later in life. And part of the reason for that is because, if you will, we have not responded to the more subtle prompting, if you will, in our lives. For example, the experience of fear and so on arising in our lives. Why have we set up circumstances that would trigger that? Most of us don't actually look at life from that perspective, but indeed that is how our lives have been structured. And so because we haven't understood those messages, they get a little louder. And I describe this consciousness that we've been in since the fall in Atlantis as crazy, because I can't think of another word to use, where we have these prompts that we have agreed to have come forth to prompt us to what needs to be done, but we've forgotten what the prompts are meant to be telling us, or indeed that they are actually prompts. I mean, I can only use the word as crazy to describe that. But that's how it's been.
I think it might be a good idea to take a message from a caller. Maria from Ontario, Canada, is waiting. Maria? Maybe she got tired of waiting or got disconnected. I don't know. But we do have another one. Wilma from Ontario. Hello?
Hello, sorry.
Is this Maria?
Yes, this is Wilma from Ontario.
Oh, okay, we had two from Ontario. Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
And what question do you have for Kuan Yin?
My question is, I've been working since I just recently fell on you and Richard, and I've been working for the last while on clearing my karma and on rejuvenating myself. I just turned 54, and I'm planning at this point, before even getting into ascension, that 140 is the least amount of years I'll be on this earth. So my question for Kuan Yin is, I worked with her a few years ago, and I did not realize that the purple ray was the ray she worked with, because I've been working with Saint Germain's energy to transmute all of my negativity, and I think I'm where I'm supposed to be in life right now. But I'm wondering if she's been working with me and I've been confusing her energy with Saint Germain's.
Well, it's a good question. And it doesn't, I will just say that, you know, it's possible for two masters to be using the same ray, but let's ask her and see what she might say. Richard, did you understand the question?
I believe I did. There is nothing exclusive about a particular ray and the beings that might use it. There is a being that has, you might say, responsibility for a particular ray for a particular period of time. And yes, Saint Germain has responsibility for the purple ray and has had for some time. But he does not have exclusive use of it. And my sense is many of humanity misunderstand this. And so, yes, I brought it forth in this call, and however your use in the past has been with Saint Germain. And I will say to you that, as I was explaining earlier, there have been many mechanisms available upon the planet to clear past life karma, but do not fall into the trap of believing that you will have taken care of all of your past life karma with any other mechanism besides the use of the karmic clearing command, because it will simply not achieve the outcome. It is not possible to take care of the thousands of lives with all the energies that are involved in any other manner. That is why I got this dispensation and this command was structured along with the resources necessary to have it work. So many of humanity, as I said, have fallen into this trap. And so understand, Wilma, that at some point you will need to experience the karmic clearing command to clear these energies once and for all. And I will say to you that the rejuvenation command is doing much more than simply, you might say, wiping some age off the physical body. It returns the physical body to the age of your choice. It brings forth a perfection in the physical body similar to what was present in the time of Atlantis. And it also triggers the first phase of the Adam-Kadmon physical body. So again, this is a very specific command that's been designed for this very special time. And the preparation steps for humanity really are those three that have been shared for some time. Acknowledge your creator, clear your negative karmic past, which requires the karmic clearing command, and rejuvenate your physical body, which requires the rejuvenation command. This is the path that's been defined for humanity, and the activation of the rejuvenation command will be done as Carolyn's rejuvenation comes forth. and beyond that, it will then be available to humanity in general through the planned rejuvenation workshops. So this is the path, and it is, I will say to you, so that you are very clear, it is the only path by which this preparation can be undertaken. I will say that there will be a further step made available closer to the end of 2012 to ensure that every being that acknowledges their creator and wishes to participate in this is taken care of. But the majority of the work over the next year and a half will be done through these rejuvenation workshops, and so it is.
Thank you, Kuan Yin. And Wilma, just keep in mind something that Kuan Yin said, is that she obtained a special dispensation for this. Thank you for your question, Wilma.
Awesome. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And there is a lady by the name of Maria on line 3, and we'll take her question. Maria?
Yes. Hello. Hello. Good evening. I would like to ask, I'm trying to understand my purpose, my divine purpose, and how best can I bring it, can I live that in and to serving humanity this time, in this lifetime? If I could please ask this, Kuan Yin.
What a beautiful question, Maria. And so many, we get this question from so many people. It's utmost on so many individuals' minds at the present time. And so, Richard, if you'd be kind enough to get this answer from Kuan Yin for Maria. She wants to know how she can best serve mankind. You might say, what is her mission at the moment?
My dear Maria, your question, though you do not understand this, almost answers itself. Because that yearning in you to assist humanity is a yearning that in its nature and in its form is a yearning that a particular group upon the planet have felt very strongly over the last couple of years. And that group is the group of incarnated cherubim angels that have come to the planet to assist with this preparation. And you, dear one, are one of that group. It is why you feel this yearning, this desire to contribute, because it is who you are and why you are here. And I suggest that you send an email after this show to Richard so that you can connect with him.
Well, there you got it, Maria. Did you know that you had wings on your back?
No, well, I don't know. But thank you. That really helps me a lot.
Beautiful.
I really appreciate that.
Well, you just take a look around your back and you just might see your wings, darling.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn, so much.
You're welcome, dear. They turn up everywhere, don't they, Richard?
They do. They do, with that yearning. It's amazing.
It is. It's a very deep yearning. Well, at the moment, we do not have someone on the line waiting to ask Kuan Yin a question. So did Kuan Yin, Richard, have anything else that she wished to tell our listeners?
I believe she does. Let's see what she is going to say. I wish to emphasize to all of you the special time that you are now in, this time of preparation for that wondrous event that awaits you in your near future. And I say wondrous because there is so much fear-mongering upon your planet about what will happen at the end of 2012. Fears of the destruction of the planet, the end of the world, and so on. And so many of humanity carry this fear, and it is fostered by those who wish to keep humanity in fear for their own purposes. And I will also say that there will be events unfolding, beginning quite soon, which will generate fear for many, because if they have not connected to this unfolding of the preparation for ascension, then they will begin to wonder what on earth is happening in this world, because earth changes are about to accelerate. And also there will be significant dislocation in the financial systems, so that so many of humanity who are complacent today, who feel they have solved the riddle of life, you might say, who have perhaps made sufficient money to live out their lives and so on in comfort, these people need to have their confidence shaken, their certainty about having solved that riddle of life. Most of them don't even begin to understand the nature of life itself. And so there will be a lot of disruption and disturbance, but those who choose the path to ascension, in particular those who have passed through these three steps, acknowledging their Creator, clearing their negative past and triggering the rejuvenation of their physical body, this final step, when it is in place, will also bring forth a new consciousness, which will carry many of the aspects that will be in place beyond ascension. These aspects will seem, as Yeshua described it in one of his full moon messages, as being like riding a magic carpet, because life will just seem to work for those who have experienced this. And so there will be these two paths upon the planet. Make no mistake about this. But I emphasize to you that this truly is a time of celebration, because this opportunity which is opening up for those who choose this path, for those who choose to participate in this unfolding by undertaking the necessary preparation, will find their experience of life transformed. And so I wanted to bring this forth into your awareness. It is important to understand this and to understand that your experience of life beyond the experience of those commands will truly be quite marked, quite different. This new consciousness will be quite something to behold. And so fear not. Do not panic. Do not listen to the fearmongers. Do not read all of this material which comes forth on the internet claiming to be the truth about planets coming that will disrupt planet Earth. So many things that are spoken of. Simply follow your heart. Follow the truth of that inner guidance. Own your connection to your Creator, and take the steps that are necessary to prepare. And as you do this, life will unfold in this beautiful, magical way. And so it is.
Thank you, Kuan Yin. We have another caller on line 3. Her name is Monica, and she's from California. Welcome, Monica. Monica? Monica. I don't think she hears me.
She's fallen off her perch.
Apparently. Well, we know you do that every once in a while.
No, I don't. Sure, no, I fall off my perch.
Yeah, you do. Actually, he's cute with his feet up in the air.
It's not a lot of fun when you're trying to work with microphones that don't work, but I got one that works today. It's a lot better.
Oh, that's good.
Makes a great deal of difference.
Yeah. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. I would like to talk a little bit about Kuan Yin. But rather me talk about Kuan Yin, I think it would be interesting if Kuan Yin told us a little bit about herself. Is she willing to do that, Richard?
She is willing to do it, Carolyn.
Thank you, dear.
And she is actually asking that if you're willing, she would like you to bring that forth.
I'd be happy to. I'm willing. Before I take her message, I would just like again to reiterate the fact that I feel this enormous grace and gentleness about her. And peacefulness. And so when you connect with her energy, it's one of the things that you feel immediately. The grace, the peace, this beauty that she was able to obtain as she lived here on Earth. And I just want to mention that because Kuan Yin works with a lot of individuals, especially during the night as they sleep. And the emotions that you feel when you wake up, if you feel this, ask your higher self if you've been working with Kuan Yin. You might be surprised. And so I'm tuning into Kuan Yin now and see what she has to say. She's saying that many are aware of her lifetime in the Orient and why her statues and pictures represent her with an Oriental face, but that is rather well known. But what's not discussed so much is the fact that she, like us, had other lifetimes on Earth also, and that she made it a point to work through all of the different races. She did this for several reasons. She wanted to understand the customs. She wanted to understand the emotional makeup of the people of different races. And she did this because her great objective, as you might suspect, is healing. And the best way that someone can understand the blocks or the mental and emotional attitudes of a group of people is to actually live an incarnation with a group so you understand them completely. And so she did this as part of this path of perfection and service to the human race. She understands your struggles, she says. I understand your struggles. I had been there. Earth is a school. And it is a school where one learns how to work with emotion. and to work with the physical body. Understanding the emotions and balancing them, and learning how to go within and explore the cosmos through the physical body, is two of the great gifts of life. Indeed, they are gifts. So many times, human beings think of the struggles. And yes, there are struggles. But one must look at it from the standpoint of, or the overview of, learning. And sometimes the lessons that we have to learn are not easy. And so I lived as you live, facing struggles and learning how to overcome them. It is where my peace comes from, knowing that no matter what I faced in any life, I was able to work through it and honor life, honor the planet, honor my physical body, and be grateful for all that I had ever received. So it is. I think Monica is back, and unfortunately we are right at, we have about 1 minute. Monica, are you on the line? Well, I guess she dropped off again. And actually, we are at the time when we must say goodbye. But before we do, Richard, real quick, if you can do this, might you mention Journey to the Other Side and just tell people a word about it and where they might find information about this?
Sure. Yes, the Journey to the Other Side is a course that Carolyn has put together with a series of messages from various of the masters and archangels and so on, which talk about this time, indeed the preparation for this time and what is unfolding. And so it's providing a lot of perspectives and a lot of information that hasn't otherwise been available in relation to all of this. And so the first of these is from Mother Mary, the second from Isis, and so on. And so there is, as I said, some of the masters, Master Katumi, and also individuals such as Pope John Paul also has a contribution to make. I suspect many of the of this audience are not aware of the fact that Pope John Paul is an incarnation of the being that has responsibility for shepherding the Eye of Isis around the cosmos. That's who he is. That's why he was here, to create that high profile for people to connect with. But I digress.
You and do, so, dear, and we have to get off make room for the next one. But real quick, give so, the
yes,
where people might
if
find
you go to
it.
The 2012 Countdown website, you'll find a link there called Journey to Other Side. It's on that page. You'll find it there with some more detail.
Thank you, Richard. And to all of you out there, I was delighted to be here and bring Kuan Yin, and I thank Richard for your part in the program. Richard, thank you again for your skills and your love and your energy.
Thank you, Carolyn, and to you also, and thank you to Kuan Yin for bringing forth what you shared with us and with the audience tonight.
Until next week, the two of us are signing out. This hour goes by awfully quickly.
Good night, everyone.